This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Derek, Aston Villa gone 11 Premier League games without a win now. Drawn 3 and lost 8 in that spell. Only once in Premier League history have they gone longer without a win. That was back in September 2012, where they went 13. But Newcastle, they were odds on, they're now even money. They have got a great record against Aston Villa, but no Remy Cabella, no Jack Colback, and Mike Williamson in defence for Newcastle.
Yeah, I know.
Even money.
And they were beaten 5-0 last week by a team who 3 days later, but as you said, played like Dagenham. You can't have them. John Carver and Tim Sherwood, dumb and dumber. You and me. Sherwood talks a good game, and Carver has possibly seen one. But I'm sorry, I just can't have either of them as managers. Two bad sides in bad form, two bad managers. But I'm paid to give a tip, and that's just too bad. I'll have to go for Villa, because it's my, you know, you've seen my Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament, always back teams, 3-1 or more, playing at crap opponents, and Newcastle definitely come under that category. So I'm going to go for Villa, because you say that in the league, when they've gone so long without wins and all that, but, you know, punctuated are two cup wins, two good cup wins as well, against Leicester and Bournemouth. You know, Bournemouth could be in the Premier League next season. Maybe Leicester probably won't, but you know, they still
Aston Villa might not be.
No, probably not. I think they're too big to beat the Newcastle side, who just do not convince me.
Okay, Aston Villa 16-5 for Derek. How do you see this, Lee?
Yes, the Carver honeymoon period's over, isn't it? And Sherwood got jilted at the altar, it looks like, didn't it? Because, I mean, the way they started didn't seem to be any different to what they'd had before, really. I know they scored against Stoke, but, you know, he came out afterwards and just said it was a terrible game. You know, well, he's kind of saying, when I've read a few of his press conference to took over, and he's kind of saying, oh, the things that we want to do, we won't be able to do until next season. Well, I mean, you've got to get in straight away, surely, haven't you? I mean, they've got 22 points on the board. They need, let's say 36 is the magic number, which has been the average over the last decade. They need 14 more points from 12 games. You know, they're averaging 0.84 points a game at home and away. Only scored those four goals on the road. You know, where is it going to come from? You know, they have to dig in for me and start picking up a point. You know what I mean? Don't forget points. You don't go from losing all these away games on the spin, and there are, you know, the last five they've lost on the spin without scoring a goal. You don't go from that to winning games. So I think they will set up. Surely he'll have had a week with them. He'll have set them up to defend. Now the question is, can Newcastle break them down? I'm not so sure they can, to be honest with you. I'm not so sure John Carver is a proper head coach. Not sure he's. I think he's a good coach. You know, people who've worked with him, you know, seem to like him. And, you know, blah blah blah. But I don't think he's made that transition. You know, they drew with Burnley at home. They lost to Southampton. They drew with Stoke. I think it's a draw here. I think Villa will get a point out of the game. So 21-10, the price for the draw.
0-0. 15-2.
I'm thinking of that 0-0. If he's having an effect though, Sherwood, then you'd think they might get a goal, but I'll just play the draw, 21-10 on this one, I think.
Derek's right, isn't he? Two bad managers. We've got two bad managers here.
Well, I don't know. I mean, he had a good win percentage record at Tottenham, didn't he, Sherwood?
Yeah, but well, you've got good players. He's been telling everybody. He's never stopped telling everyone about that.
Yeah, I know. It's I don't know. I mean, I've never managed a club, so I find it hard to criticise other people who manage football clubs. It must be a very difficult job, but they don't. I was disappointed how little effect he seemed to have on the Villa team. Mm. You know, that's when you get your win, isn't it? Straight away. Remember when Shearer took over at Newcastle? Wasn't there a similar thing then? Everyone thought, oh yeah, this will be it. It just didn't really happen did it? Still went down, didn't they?
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.